Now to another unexpected thing in an unexpected place. Belgian Trappist beer made anywhere but Belgium. There are not many of those monks in the world, so imagine our surprise when we learn that there's a Trappist brewery right in our own backyard.
I think the word you're looking for, actually, Marco, is delight.
That's the world's Clark Boyd, who joins me for our sideways glance, those stories that make us do a double take. So you man the sideways glance desk, Clark, and you live for several years in Belgium, the motherlode of Trappist beer. How big a surprise was this for you?
Oh, I had no idea that there were Trappist monks in America who were even interested in doing this sort of thing. There are a few Trappist monasteries outside of Belgium who have gotten the official designation. But to hear that this monastery in Spencer, Massachusetts was doing it, man, that's the definition of a double take for me. Unfortunately, Marco, my schedule wouldn't allow me to go out and do the reporting on this.
All right. So let's live vicariously with the world's Nina Porzuki.
When I first heard about beer being brewed by Trappist monks in the U.S., I thought, what's the big deal? Then I spoke with Kate Baker, the operations manager at Craft Beer Cellar in Belmont, Massachusetts.
It's not a designation that just gets handed out lightly. There's only nine in the entire world and the entire universe.
There are actually 10. Another designated Trappist brewery just opened up in the Netherlands. And like the designation Champagne, a Trappist beer may only be called Trappist if it passes certain criteria. The brewery must be on monastery property, operated by Trappist monks, and revenue can only go to support the monastery. Until now, Trappist brewing has mostly been a Belgian thing. But this December, the Trappist monks of St. Joseph Abbey in Spencer, Massachusetts, rocked the beer world with the news that they had been designated the latest brewery to be recognized as Trappist. The monk behind the Spencer Brewery?
We're going to start bringing grain in shortly for tomorrow's brew.
Father Isaac.
There it goes.
He's a Trappist monk. And just as you imagine, long white robe, black hood, bald with glasses, he's even got this joyful little laugh. You'll see what I mean.
There's a little stress because you're really going to be evaluated. And the big question is, you know, really, a Trappist brewery outside of Europe, what are they going to do?
Cue the prayers. Trappist monks are self-sustaining. They farm, make, and sell cheese. There's even a monastery that makes lentil soup to support itself. The monks of St. Joseph's make jelly and vestments. But looking into the future, they saw that the upkeep for their monastery was going up. And jelly sales, well, they weren't going to cut it.
So how do we solve it? Do more jelly, but, you know, we're a niche player in a pretty tight market. Do more vestments, but the priest population in the U.S. has dropped dramatically. Generate some electrical power with turbines, but our primary site turned out to be on the flight path of the Worcester Airport. The FAA turned us down.
The FAA's loss is the beer world's gain. And so the story goes that one of the brothers, with a bit of a craft beer obsession...
As much as one can in the monastery, he kind of stayed plugged into that part of the world.
Convinced the others that beer just might be the answer.
We did some research to find out who would know the most about Trappist brewing among craft brewers.
When we received the email, when I got it, the first instinct is that someone was pulling, you know, my leg because I am, you know, really interested in monastic brewing.
That's Dan Paquette, co-founder of Pretty Things Beer and Ale Project. He answered the email, and soon he found himself advising the monks on the long history of monastic brewing. Now, if alcohol and devout religious practice might seem like a funny combination, it's not, says Paquette.
Before tea and coffee, you had beer to drink. Beer is basically sanitized water.
Want to see the lab?
I would love to see the lab. That's what I'm
Before they built the lab, they began experimenting with brewing in a room in the old dairy barn.
We burned the mash on the first brews, which means you couldn't drink them. You don't want to drink them.
And it took 24 test brews until they settled on the beer that they hoped to sell. It's a refectory ale, meaning a simple golden ale based on the beers that Belgian monks traditionally brewed, not to sell, but to drink themselves in the abbey.
There's a series of flavors as it moves across your tongue and you swallow it, but at the end, there's a really clean finish.
They built a brand new brewery on the abbey grounds that kind of looks like IKEA meets the Da Vinci Code. And in December, Father Isaac brought the beer to Belgium for final approval by the International Trappist Association.
I was encouraged when people started asking for refills. I said, I think we're going to be okay.
The beer is not being sold at the Abbey, and you can't visit, another International Trappist Association rule, but it's being distributed in Massachusetts. As for the rest of the world, as Father Isaac says, beer making, in many ways, is like the monastic life. You gotta have patience. For The World, I'm Nina Porzucchi, Spencer, Massachusetts.
You can see what the only official Trappist brewery in the U.S. looks like. Nina took some great pics at St. Joseph's Abbey, and you can meet the monk behind the Spencer Brewery. That's all at PRI.org.